OC Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of Corelation's 10th annual client conference here in San Diego, California. And in this particular clip, we have the Corelation executive team in a Q&A. And so we have, obviously, we have Teresa Benavidez, we have Jeff Dent and Rob Landis. And Teresa talks about how they're handling the growth that has occurred at the company and within the industry as well. Jeff Dent talks about a Linux update and their innovation team. And Rob Landis talks about the merger, the consolidation that's going on in the industry and how Corelation is handling as well. Really good stuff from these three, so check it out.
This was made over the last year or so dealing with Linux. And I'm sure everybody interested in a little bit of an update where we are. So, Jeff, where are we? What is happening there? What do we have? We got any clients coming on live with the Linux?
Yes. As you know, or
may not
don't know,
know
or may not know, last year we released the support for Linux. Previously, we were running strictly on AIX. But from day one, we always design the system to be able to be portable to other technologies, and Linux is one of them. There's a great competitive advantage to be able to leverage Linux, what it offers today, and the community that it's established, and giving a choice to our clients. So with the release of Linux, we did start to get a lot of traction there. We're going to have our first client going live October 4th of this year. On the Linux platform, so they'll be the first client actually running on Linux. This is Enterprise Red Hat version of Linux. That's the go-forward solution that we have today. And going forward, we are giving the option for AIX and Linux, but a majority of new sales are leaning towards Linux, and then we give case by case for anybody on a hardware refresh that they can go AIX or Linux. So we definitely see a great opportunity out there, and a lot of clients are starting to see the advantages there. So let us know if you're looking to port over, and we'll work with you on that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Let me bounce back over to Rob. You know, one of the things that is, I know, is huge in your business and obviously playing a major role in ours is when you're dealing with mergers and, of course, the project timelines that are affected and what have you. So the topic out there is mergers and how are we handling them, and share with the audience your thoughts on that.
Sure. You know, we've been hearing quite a bit today and obviously for the past 18 months about the disruption of COVID. With disruption comes opportunity. And we want to make sure that we're there to support you and as any of your organizations are looking to seize those opportunities and potentially merge and strengthen your organization. We, as with the rest of the world, that disruption requires a bit of, caught us a bit off guard. We're needing to respond to that. And so we're very excited to be forming a merger team that is dedicated entirely to the merger process, separating that out from the teams that complete conversions. That'll allow us to scale up and be able to provide more merger resources and with a closer timeline, and also for those teams to get very, very good at mergers and how they are slightly distinct from a conversion. Over the course of this year, we've been able to increase our merger capacity significantly, and wherever Hal is sitting in the audience, you can expect that when it comes for budgeting time, we're looking to continue that growth and strengthen that merger team as well. Again, we see the opportunity available to all of you, and we're looking to partner with you to help you to seize it.
All right. Thank you for that. Teresa, I'm going to go back to you on this. Even today, I got hit a couple of times with people saying, boy, you guys are growing, how great it is. But how are you handling that growth, especially when you have trying to match client growth with staff growth and the project growth?
Very carefully. Does that answer it?
Can I
be done now? No, we're fortunate in that we are a privately held company. And John gives us a lot of runway when it comes to staffing. So we're starting budget season. It seems like we just ended it. And one of the things that we do that's so much different from any other company I've worked for sure, is that we take a look at Tim's pipeline. And I don't know if you noticed, he was kind of isolated over there because basically we are all his direct reports. We all work for sales. But we take a look at his pipeline and close rate over the last couple of years and determine what his pipeline looks for us, looks like to him, because we don't understand it quite as well as he does, in terms of close rate of different asset size credit unions, not naming the credit unions, but the asset sizes which traditionally move to Keystone. We take a look at what those projects look like, the work that's coming in from our existing clients in terms of mergers, card projects, card conversions, and all of those extra things that require programming and operational staff. Then we go back to the drawing board and determine, okay, how much is the, what's the work capacity for the staff who that we have now? How far out are they committed? What do we have to bring in to have them ready for? So we're hiring, we'll start hiring next year for projects that are going to be installed in 2022. And that's so different from anything I've ever worked with, because we've had to make sure that we make a number for the bottom line, and we are investing in human capital before we actually need them. And last year, we had to pull back. We thought, okay, well, the one thing we didn't think through very clearly is the increased number of mergers, the increased number of card projects, that we weren't giving the staff enough time to come up to speed. So we pulled back on the number of conversions we were going to, you know, plan to sign. And invested in additional staff to bring the card projects more in line with what we could handle, and then agreed to staff a full merger because we're not getting little mergers. Mm-hmm. Some of our clients are doing like-sized merges. You know, we have a $400 million credit union merging with another $400 million credit union, $800 million credit union just acquired a $700 million bank branch. So there's a lot of big activity out there that isn't something that you can say, well, let's enter those 500 accounts manually and then we'll do this programmatic. You'd be entering accounts until next year if you had to do it that way. So that's why we have taken a step back. And of course, we're always cognizant of where can we make up the additional revenue if we don't sell the credit unions. And it's not by nickel and diming you to death. It's finding different ways to optimize what we're doing so that we're not overspending in areas that we can be more effective and more efficient in. So it's just constant, you know, looking at things and constant debates with Rob and Jeff, my two buddies over here. It's like, you don't need 40 people to do one conversion.
39.
Okay.
39.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Teresa, Rob, and Jeff. And stay tuned for more coverage of Correlations Client Conference here on CU Broadcast.